Blog Talk Radio.
Kesha Fan Radio, commencing in 30 seconds.
Like, shows the appreciation that's on top of Kesha. And
Kesha's always been very honest with what she's talking about.
For me, I feel empowered when I listen to her music.
Full time fan is the best.
Kim Kesha and her music.
To listen for Kesha, man, I don't think I'll do it.
My crazy beautiful life.
Oh my gosh, Kesha.
You're listening to Kesha Fan Radio, a podcast for animals everywhere.
Okay, I'm not really sure, it's going to seem weird and out of context, but there's a kind of a story. Fuck it, let's just, this is our friend Kesha. It's going to seem weird, but there's a whole story behind this. Alright, you want to tell her or you want me to tell it? Why don't you tell it? Okay. I'll start and you finish. Probably a little bit of musical Kesha meetings. You start.
Okay. So, Guster posters are all over my childhood wall. Like, since I was 12 years old, I was obsessed with One Dance. And it was Guster. And I used to sneak into their shows, and I got this email address, acousticsoul13@AOL.com, just so I could email the drummer. Brian. I thought Brian was the love of my life. I was 13. Cool, he was kids. But I really would have taken all of them. I wanted, like, a polygamous relationship with all of you. Anyway, they're my fucking favorite. And so I was running on the beach one day, and I saw this guy.
Okay, so I was living in Venice for like a couple months, and I was standing there at the playground on the Venice boardwalk, and I had my son in my hand. And this dude comes over to me, and he's like, "Hey, do you have the time? Is your name Ryan Miller? Are you from Guster?" And I was like, "Yes, that's super cool."
That's my brother, he's here.
That was her brother, and he goes, "Hey, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "And this is my sister, Kesha." And I was like, "Holy shit, I really like your music." Like, I was really...
I really like your music!
And then I was like, "Okay, we should be friends." And that's kind of... Actually, there's more to the story, but that was many years ago.
More of the story. I ended up tattooing a penis on my friend's lip. He was there. We, like, decided to be friends.
And then we've always tried to do this.
So this is, like, my childhood dream. Finally coming to fruition. I'm dying. I'm like geeking out. I'm dying.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be.
So please
welcome all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Kesha Rose.
Say goodbye, lose your mind, make them go, don't leave them around. Cause it's time, lose your friends, make them go. Was never supposed to be like this. They were too weak to fall to break. That is to be them, you to them. By now you're just a learn.
I'm not sure if the quality of that was better for our listeners than it was through my phone. So it ended up sounding kind of choppy, so I stopped it. But you guys can definitely go to YouTube, and you can look up Kesha with Guster or Kesha Guster, whatever code words you need to use, and you will be able to find that awesome performance. Anyway, welcome back to Kesha Fan Radio. I know it's been a while since we've been back all together over the airwaves of the internet, but just been having some health problems recently, and just didn't really have like the mental energy or the physical energy to put together a podcast, and you know, had some life circumstances happen, and it just bums you out. But it's funny, like planning this podcast and getting back into communication with a lot of you guys just made me feel a lot better. So sometimes it's good when you're not feeling good to try to dive back into your hobbies. It really is helpful. Good for the soul, man. So anyway, welcome back to Kesha Fan Radio. Kesha has been doing a lot of stuff recently. Yay, and Glitter Siebert is able to listen to it this time. I know you get a lot of technical issues on your end, so I'm happy that it's working. So, welcome back. So, we'll do like a quick little brush over of what has been going on with Kesha. One of the biggest things that she has accomplished recently is in this whole legal mess with Dr. Luke. She actually had a small victory so far. So basically, when she instituted her lawsuit against him, it was in California, and she had made all these claims against him in the lines of sexual assault, an unfair work contract, just a lot of stuff, like a laundry list of douchebaggery that she accused Dr. Luke of. And then, you know, of course, he retaliated by saying that she was, I guess, it would be construed as libel and slander, because it would be spoken and written, saying that something is not true about somebody. But basically, he was just stating that she was lying and attacking his character and, you know, just suing her for defamation of character, basically. But in this whole legal battle, it looks like basically they said that they would hear Kesha's claim first, and that the second part of the hearing that she lied about everything would come after in New York, and that gives Kesha a bit of an advantage. So that's pretty great. That's one small step for Kesha and one giant leap for women in the music industry who are going through, you know, similar things that she went through, or I say supposedly went through. And I don't say supposedly went through because I don't support her. I just say that because, you know, I'm putting this out there on a medium of communication that's archived, and I don't want it to be construed like I am accusing him of anything. I'm just stating the fact supposedly until he's proved guilty in a court of law. But I've seen him, you know, do pretty douchey things in the public eye, so I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, I don't have any money, Dr. Luke, so if you sue me, you'll get like two buttons, a $5 bill, and my autograph collection, so just leave me alone. Anyway, so there's one part of the news. This is something weird. I didn't even get to really play it or look at it yet, but apparently there's some sort of Star Trek Kesha mashup that I'm going to have to check out later, but I'm on the show, and I don't think the quality will be that good to listen to on here, so I will check that out later. Be sure to include it in the next show if it is worth listening to. So let's see. Kesha has been doing a lot of live shows recently. I know quite a few of them have been for colleges and universities, but that doesn't make them any less meaningful, especially since, you know, college kids are, you know, they're younger. They really drive the music industry because they are the people who are going to concerts and taking advantage of the iTunes movement. So, and it's weird. Like, I have to automatically adjust my brain to realize that I am living in San Diego, because I saw that she did a concert for UMass Boston a few weeks back, and I was like, oh my God, I could have been there. And then I realized, hey, yeah, I've been living here for 8 months, so UMass Boston is not just down the road anymore. But that was really cool. And it looks like she will also be doing a show This show is, this school is good. I know that it's a school in Pennsylvania. Sorry, guys, I'm not, still not feeling too well today, but I didn't want that to prevent us being on the air. Oh, anyway, you guys are big fans. You know all the places that she's performing at. The biggest thing that I saw is that she's going to be doing a show at Tufts in Massachusetts for their spring fling. And it was cool because Kesha had tweeted about it, and she said she's apparently going to be the first female headliner there in about over 30 years, which that's pretty awesome. Oh, man. Oh, and this is something really cool, too, because I did play that little bit of Kesha, you know, on stage and performing with the band Guster. And, you know, they originated in the Boston, Massachusetts area, as did I. I grew up about, you know, 45 minutes away from there. So I've listened to Guster myself. And and it was funny. I was I tweeted about Guster, but I didn't include them in the tweet, but they saw it still somehow, and they tweeted me back a couple of times. This is a little bit of a giddy moment, and I saw that there are some people who are tweeting them to call into the radio show, which I doubt it, but that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, sorry if my train of thought gets lost, but then again, you guys have been listening to me for how many years? Yeah, so you shouldn't be surprised by now. With that, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, but I didn't want to let any Kesha fans down. I did tweet to see if you guys would tweet me messages that you would want to say to Kesha over the air, just in case she were listening or was able to get her hands on the show. I don't think very many people tweeted me because I don't think you guys understood what I was trying to tell you, but a couple of people did. So I will read those over the air for you. Okay, so Daisy Rose Siebert tweeted for, she wanted Kesha Rose to know, she said, I love you, thanks for everything, and my question is, what are you planning to do for your album genre-wise? She's wondering if it will be a rock or a pop genre, and she said she's seeing you at U10, and she's trying so hard to meet you. That'd be kind of nifty if you would see those tweets and maybe get her a backstage pass or something. But, I mean, my tip whenever anyone wants to try to meet a celebrity who's town, be respectful. I would suggest not waiting for someone at a hotel. I mean, people have their opinions about that, but I feel that it's almost as bad as waiting for someone outside of their home. And I've waited outside of a hotel before, and, you know, the hotel patrons get ticked off. You can be told to go away, and there's a lot of different exits that people can, you know, sidestep out of, especially if they're running late and they don't want to hurt fans' feelings. So I would say go to the arena, see where the loading docks are, where tour buses and trucks go into, and try to meet people that way. I've had a lot of success this past month doing that. I went to see Blink-182 at the Doma Arena here in the San Diego area. And it's like what Kesha is to, what Guster is to Kesha is what Blink-182 is to me. I've been listening to them for 15 years. I was very close to meeting the lead singer, Mark Hoppus, back in 2009, but the line was too long for the signing and he had to leave, which was, you know, that was heartbreaking. But I got to meet him and Travis from Blink-182 outside of the backstage area where the tour buses and the loading docks were. And then well, 2 days later, I got myself and my boyfriend. I took him to go see a WWE show, and we waited outside of the loading dock, the VIP parking area there, and we got to meet two of our favorite wrestlers, Cage and Eric Rowan. So, and he met Rosa Mendez, but I didn't get to meet her, but We almost got run over by two of the members of the wrestling group New Day, so that was interesting. So, so that's my suggestion, just be respectful. I would say just don't wait outside of a hotel room. When they're coming back, you know, whether they're leaving to go where they need to go or they're coming back, they're just going to be, like, really tired and they just want to go and relax. And I know that, you know, most celebrities, they will stop for people outside of a hotel room, but you don't want to, like, piss off anyone and have them say, hey, you can't wait out here. So it varies hotel to hotel. So, yeah. I think I was the only person who tweeted me anything. I know a couple of fans have tweeted some other encouraging things, which I'll read on the air as well, which aren't necessarily to Kesha, but about Kesha, and I appreciated them. So Glitter Ho tweeted, I really want Kesha to do well. After all she's been through, it would honestly be so refreshing and well-deserved. And then they continue to say, I really hope that when Kesha does release music again, it does even better than her old songs, just to show Dr. Luke. I agree. I think everybody else agrees. Glitter Siebert really wants Lester to fall into the show. So maybe sometime in the future that can be arranged. And I definitely, for the next show, because I have had some fans tweet before saying, oh, you know, why don't we do some shows talking about other musical acts? And I do want to, you know, keep this show as closely related to Kesha as possible because it is Kesha Fan Radio. But, you know, we all have musical inspirations, and I think it would be great to do a show to get a lot more, hopefully a lot more fan interaction and get you guys tweeting or calling into the show talking about your other musical inspirations besides Kesha, and then I could start the show again talking about why Kesha likes Guster so much. So hopefully someday we'll be able to get Guster on the show, but you know, it's just a fan radio show, ain't no thing. Let's see, I could say I had to do something else, but I'm not going to spend all this time scrolling through tweets. Don't sue me. Don't sue me. Once again, you'll get two buttons, $5 in my autograph collection. That would be really pissed off. I worked really hard to get that autograph collection. I mean, there's just a lot of news about Kesha. You guys will be able to find it, and I'm sure that you already have found it. I would like to do two little promo shout-outs, though. Kesha Rose Source has always been nice enough to promote this podcast all the time, and they always have some pretty good leads on Kesha news, photos, and all that fun stuff. So be sure to go follow them on Twitter. I believe it's as simple as Kesha Rose Source. Let me just make sure. Their Twitter at is just Kesha Rose Source, and their website is KeshaRoseSource.com. Also, I would like to give a shout-out to my friend Tim, who runs Pop You Love. It's exactly as it sounds. It's POPULOVE, and the website is POPULOVE.net. And Tim's personal Twitter, I know he just did a complete Twitter overhaul with some really inspirational messages, but his Twitter account is TimXOC. So you can go and tweet him and follow the Pop You Love Network. And yeah, I think those are really the only promos that I wanted to do. Oh, my tummy hurts. If you guys have ever seen, the movie Alien with the Just Bursters, where it's like the aliens like pop out as like essentially people's stomachs or abdomen. That's what I've been feeling like for the last few days, and it's draining. So I might end up ending the show a little early, but you know, next week will be more formulated. I just wanted an opportunity to come back so that people don't think that you know, this fan base is completely dead, or that we're not communicating with each other, and that we're not supporting each other, because we are. And it's important that the podcasts and the fan pages and all that extend that message onto the general public, so that they just don't come under the assumption that Kesha is irrelevant and that all of her fans are gone while she's going through this, because we're not. I mean, some people may choose to move on and be negative, but that's going to be anybody. You get, you know, get a lot of people in the society, not everyone's going to be perfect. So, yeah. Anyway, I haven't had any callers or anything, so I'm going to end the show with a little clip of Kesha also performing with the band Haim. I'm not sure if I'm saying the name of their band right. I apologize. I've never, unlike Guster, I've never really listened to Haim's music, but I know that they're very popular and they're very successful, and they're also friends with Kesha, which I respect. And I was going to play a sliver of Kesha performing California Girls by Brian Wilson. Brian and Day, just like Brian Wilson did. But I couldn't really get, like, a proper sound clip of her performing it without it sounding all, like, bassy and stuff. And when stuff has a lot of bass, when I play it here on Blog Talk Radio, it just sounds kind of jumbled and crazy. Plus, they only let me upload 3 sound clips, so in the battle of it all, the best quality sound clips I could find, in theory, were of Guster and Haim performing with Kesha. So I'll end the show with that. Be sure to stay tuned next week, and we will do a show talking about our musical inspirations, other than Kesha, but it'll be under the model of talking about Kesha's musical inspirations and how they inspired her. So here you go, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Commencing in 30 seconds.
Like, shows the appreciation that fans have for Kesha.
Kesha's always been very honest with what she's talking about.
For me, I feel empowered when I listen to her music.
Full time fan of the best.
To Kesha and her music.
To listen for Kesha, man. I don't think I'll see it.
My crazy beautiful life.
Oh my gosh, Kesha.
You're listening to Kesha Fan Radio, a podcast for animals everywhere.